In the name of Jesus, amen. On that first Easter morning, there were many people who wanted to keep Jesus in the tomb. The high priest, the Pharisees, the scribes, the teachers of the law, they all wanted Jesus to stay buried and to never be heard from again. And so what did they do? Well, first they made sure that a heavy stone was well secured at the front of the tomb. Next, they put a seal on it so that no one could tamper with it. And finally, they placed armed guards in front of it, night and day, to protect the tomb from Jesus' disciples. On that first Easter morning, there were many who wanted Jesus to stay in the tomb. Many who wanted to stop resurrection. And they tried, but they could not. Jesus rose. You know, it's one thing to try to stop a man. It's another thing entirely to try to stop God. They thought they were opposing just a man, but they were wrong. They had crucified the Son of God, and although they had murdered him, God the Father would raise him from the dead. Yes, they tried to stop God. And let's just say, it didn't work. Today in our first reading this morning from Acts chapter 5, we get to see a similar story. You could say that this is another Easter story, but this time with the apostles. You see, the apostles were God's messengers to the world. Like Jesus, they had been sent by God to accomplish his will. However, many people wanted to stop them. Many people wanted to bury them, literally, and to bury the gospel figuratively. The high priest, the Pharisees, the scribes, the teachers of the law, they all wanted to stop the apostles so that this Jesus might never be heard from again. And so these men, they gathered in a council, and they arrested the apostles, and they tried to rid themselves of this problem. At first, they thought they could just kill these Jesus followers, until one of them, a wise man named Gamaliel, stood up and said, "Men of Israel, be careful what you do. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed. It came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up. He too perished, and all his followers were scattered." So in this present case, concerning Jesus' death, keep away from these Jesus followers. Let them alone. For if this plan is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop them. You might even be found opposing God. Now the council respected Gamaliel's words, but they still wanted to do something. And so they devised a plan. They would beat the apostles severely. They would beat them and beat them each time they disobeyed with many threats and warnings. And perhaps that would take care of the problem. For what man continues to tell lies if he has to suffer for them? Well, guess what? Didn't work. In fact, the apostles go away from the beatings stronger than before. They even go away with a smile on their face. The apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy of suffering for the name of Jesus. And from then on, every single day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. The beatings did not work, the threats did not work, and the preaching of the gospel could not be contained. It spread throughout the city. You see, my friends, it's one thing to try to stop a man. It's another thing entirely to try to stop God. They thought they were opposing just men, but they were wrong. These men were God's messengers. And although the apostles were severely beaten, they only grew stronger. They rose again from near death with more zeal than before. The council tried to stop God's messengers, but let's just say, didn't work. You know, I've heard many people say that Christianity is on the decline. And within our own country, there is some truth to that. But I've heard many people say that we need to change Christianity in order to try and make it survive in our culture. Change or we'll die. We need to change or we'll die. That's what they say. Such people point out that our congregations are getting older. They point out that the youth are not attracted to Christ as we had first hoped. And so such people often suggest that the solution to our problem is to bury Christ and to go with a new message. That's right. Let's bury Christ with all that talk of sin and grace. And let's repackage the church as a feel-good social club that teaches good morals and a successful lifestyle. After all, that's what good Americans want to hear. But let me echo to you the words of Gamaliel. Men of Israel, be careful. You may be found opposing God. You see, if we change the gospel of Jesus Christ from a message of sin and grace, cross and resurrection, and if we change it to some feel-good psychotherapy, it may be nice for a few years. Our numbers may even increase. But I guarantee it will eventually crumble, for we will be found opposing God. However, if we stay faithful to His message, if we preach the cross and the resurrection from house to house, in sermons, in Bible studies, in family devotions, you name it, then even if our numbers dwindle for a time, the world will not be able to stop us. We will have an Easter story. For it's one thing to oppose the teachings of men. It's another thing entirely to oppose the Word of God. God has promised that His Word will remain forever. Against it, not even the gates of hell shall prevail. And so in the end, nothing, and I mean nothing, can stop the gospel. It will have its way. It will reach the ears of many. Some will believe it, and in turn, they will be saved. Any plan devised apart from God's word is doomed from the start. But God's plan of reaching this world through His word and sacraments, that plan will surely have success. For God is behind it, and nothing can stand in His way. As Christ Himself said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them everything. And surely I will be with you always, to the end of the age. May the Lord keep us faithful to his word until the end of the age when he returns. Amen.